Turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. This morning we looked at the first 13 verses. Tonight we want to take our thought from the first part of verse 1. But now, thus saith the Lord. But now, thus saith the Lord. The phrase, thus saith the Lord, occurs 413 times in the King James Version. Most frequently in Jeremiah, 147 times, book of Ezekiel, 126 times. Thus saith the Lord. Isaiah uses the phrase 34 times. He uses it 3 times in this chapter here in Isaiah 43, in verse 1, verse 14, and verse 16. The phrase, the word of the Lord, occurs 255 times in the King James Bible. The phrase, the Lord hath spoken, occurs 58 times. The phrase, the voice of the Lord, 48 times. God said, 46 times. Mostly in the book of Genesis. Isaiah also uses the phrase, the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it, 3 times. All of these phrases indicate that the Lord has something to say. Indicate that the Lord has already spoken. In our text, notice that word, now. But now, thus saith the Lord. Meaning, of course, at the present time, at this moment, right now, thus saith the Lord. In verse 2, as we saw this morning, we see that word, when, indicating something that has not happened yet. So the now, right now, the when, something that hasn't happened yet. So you have in between the two, now and when. And you'll notice when comes, there's a change in circumstances. When thou passest through, he mentions the waters, the rivers, the fire, and the flame. But my point is this, between now and then, and all the change of circumstances that go on between now and when, God has something to say. And God has already said it. God always has something to say about everything. In the book of Jeremiah, if we turn there, Jeremiah chapter 37, Zedekiah, the king, took Jeremiah out of the prison, brought him secretly to his house to ask him a question. And we read in verse 17, then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out. And the king asked him secretly in his house and said, is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, there is. Is there any word from the Lord? We need to always be asking ourselves that. And the answer is always the same. There is. There is a word from God. God has already spoken. God continues to speak through His Word, through the Holy Spirit. There is a word from the Lord. And I assure you tonight that that is always so. God always has something to say. Whatever God has to say, He's already said it. I want to speak tonight on the subject of the Lord has something to say. Notice in Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. We see the fact that God does speak. He has spoken, and He does speak. We read in verse 1, God, who at sundry or various times and in divers or various manners or ways spake in time past. God has spoken. God has already spoken. God spoke in time past unto the fathers. And when God speaks, He always speaks to somebody. He spake unto the fathers. And He always has an instrument that He speaks through. He spoke through or by the prophets. Now that, of course, is the Old Testament. In verse 2, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. The last days began with the incarnation of Christ. And the last days, God the Father speaks through His Son. And they never contradict one another. The message of the Father, the message of the Son, one and the same. Notice in John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse 49. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. And I know that this commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so speak I. John 14. Verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Notice verse 24. Well, it's verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, speaking of the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things. That is, He shall speak and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So we see that Christ spoke exactly in conformity to what God the Father said. The Holy Spirit speaks in conformity with what Jesus Christ says, and it's the Spirit of God that speaks to you and I today. The Spirit of God dwells in our hearts. He never speaks contrary to anything that Christ has said, and Christ never speaks contrary to anything that God the Father says. So it is a uniform message. Now, we see there in Hebrews chapter 1 that God hath spoken. God hath spoken in these last days. He speaks nothing new. There is nothing new. There is no new message. If you ever think that you have discovered something new, you'd better examine. There is no new message. And we see also there are no new revelations. And there are no contradictions. God never, ever contradicts His person. God cannot deny Himself. And He does not deny Himself in what He says. God never contradicts who He is. And that's why we need as a foundation, we need to know who God is. Because He never contradicts who He is. So if something is contrary to who He is, it's wrong. But not only that, God cannot lie. God cannot lie. It is an impossibility. He would have to deny His person. He would have to cease to be God in order to lie. And God, who cannot lie, has something to say. God, who cannot lie, has already spoken. Not only that, God cannot be mistaken. You and I can be mistaken. We may not purposely say something that is untrue, but you and I can be mistaken. And you and I never see the whole picture. But God cannot be mistaken. And He has something to say. God cannot be wrong. And He has something to say. God cannot be inaccurate in any way. You and I may not have our facts just right. But God cannot be inaccurate. Everything God says is accurate. You and I may be misguided. God's not misguided. He has no guide. He is His own guide. And this God that cannot lie, this God that cannot be mistaken, this God that cannot possibly be wrong, never says anything inaccurate, He has something to say. He has something to say. And He knows everything. He knows everything. You can say, well, this guy is an expert in this field. God knows everything. And I don't care what field we're talking about. God knows everything. God's word surpasses all the experts. He's all-knowing. He's also everywhere present. And by the way, that's not why He's all-knowing. He's all-knowing because He's God. And He's everywhere present because He's God. And this God, but now, thus saith the Lord. Is there any word from the Lord? There is. This God, He loves us. He cares for us. He nurtures us. He's merciful. He's long-suffering. He's gracious. He's good. He's faithful. And He has something to say. When someone says, well, you know, so-and-so, they love me. They wouldn't lie to me. Oh, yeah, they would. Maybe not on purpose. We're talking about a God who loves us. And He has something to say. This God when he speaks, whatever he says should slay all doubt. Isn't it amazing that people will not argue with man, but they'll argue with God? That's amazing. When God says something, it should slay all doubt. It should do away with all arguments. God has spoken. God who cannot lie. God who cannot be mistaken. He has spoken. And he continues to speak. Now when God speaks, he always has a reason for speaking. A lot of people talk, but they have no real reason for talking. God always has a reason. And God always has a purpose. God's not just filling up time. He's not just filling up space. Whatever God says is for a reason. So don't ever say, well, that's not important. If God said it, it's important. It's important. Well, that doesn't matter. Well, if it didn't matter, God wouldn't say it. Just be honest and say, I don't understand that. Don't say it doesn't matter. Because it does matter. Because God said it. God never speaks without a cause. He never speaks something that is unnecessary. He never speaks something that is frivolous or unimportant. He speaks. Again, Hebrews 1 hath in these last days spoken. God hath spoken. But now thus saith the Lord. So let's think about that. When we speak, what are we doing? We are expressing ourselves. We are expressing ourselves. When God speaks, he is expressing himself. Not only that, when we speak, to some degree we reveal ourselves. When God speaks, he reveals himself. We speak what we want other people to know about us. God speaks to make himself known. He speaks to make himself known. So that God speaks means that God expresses himself, he reveals himself, and he makes known. He expresses, he reveals, he makes known his will. When he speaks, he makes known his will. When God speaks, he expresses, he reveals, he makes known what pleases him. What pleases him. When God speaks, now if we listen, we will know what pleases him. When God speaks, he expresses and he reveals and he makes known what is right. He makes known what is right. He makes known what is best for you and I. Well, so and so, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If it's contrary to what God says, it's wrong. And God speaks to express what is right, what is best, what is most advantageous to us. And whatever God says is advisable. It's good advice. You won't find better advice. You won't even find advice equal to. what God says. What God says will work. It'll always work. It will work. And it will bring about that which will glorify Him. But now, thus saith the Lord. God has something to say. He's already said it. About every aspect of our lives. About every phase of our lives. He has something to say. Again, God speaks through His Word. God speaks through the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, and the Holy Spirit never contradicts His Word. We can use the Word as our guideline for how the Holy Spirit speaks to us. And believe it or not, God has something to say about the way you live. If you want to listen, He has something to say about the way you live. He has something to say about the way you dress. He has something to say about the places you go. He has something to say about the people you are associated with. God has something to say. And that ought to concern us. That ought to concern us greatly. God also has something to say where you live. You say, it's my own business where I live. No, it's not. God has something to say about that. And we are to follow His leading. Who you marry. God has something to say about that. It's all through His Word. Where you go to school. You say, well, there's no verse in the Bible that tells me what school to go to. There are principles. God is not going to tell you to do something that is going to lead you away from His church. And He's not going to tell you to do something that is detrimental to you spiritually. He's not going to do it. I don't care how many scholarships you have. God has something to say about the way you live. He has something to say about where you live. And that's why these individuals that just pick up and move somewhere where there's no church within 500 miles. God's not in that. That's not the leadership of the Lord. That's contrary to what He says in His Word. God's going to lead you to forsake the assembling of yourselves? I don't think so. This goes as far as the military, and on we could go. God has something to say what you study in school. When you are looking at a career, you better think, how can I serve God in this? Is this going to take me away from the house of the Lord? Is this going to prevent me from worshiping? Ask yourselves that. God has something to say in these matters. God has something to say about a career. Again, God has something to say who you should marry. He has something to say about your home life. He has something to say about your role as a husband. He has something to say about your role as a wife. He has something to say about your role as a father and a mother and a son and a daughter. God has something to say, and He's already said it. He's already said it. And it is advisable for you and I to listen. God has something to say about our church life. God has something to say about every aspect of your life. But now, thus saith the Lord. So whatever your now is, whatever is going on in your life right now, God has something to say. And He's already said it. And whatever your when will involve, the Lord has already spoken. And the Lord has something to say. So whatever your now is,
whatever your when will involve.
Not only does God have something to say, and not only has He already said it, but God has something to say specifically to you. To you. God doesn't just speak to us as a general audience. He speaks specifically to you and I. He has something specifically to say. It may be a word of comfort. It may be a word of instruction. It may be a word of exhortation. It may be a word of warning. God always warns His people. Problem is, His people aren't always listening. But God always warns us. Don't go there. Don't do that. Spirit of God that dwells within us. You can call it that feeling of guilt. Call it whatever you want. It's the Spirit of God that dwells within us. It may be a word of correction that God speaks. But be sure of this. Whatever your now is, whatever your when will involve, God has a word. God has a word specifically for you. And that makes it significant. God has a word for you. And whatever that word is, it takes precedence over anything that man has to say. Romans 3 verse 4, let God be true and every man a liar. What that means is, if man's word is contrary to God's word, that what man is saying is not true. It's not true. Doesn't matter how much sense it makes. Doesn't matter how much you understand it. If it's contrary to God, it's false. And we need to believe that. We need to live our lives around that truth. So God speaks. Hopefully there's no doubt about that. But the fact that God speaks, that means we have a responsibility. And our responsibility is to listen to what God says. If, and He does, God speaks, every word of God demands my immediate attention. It demands my immediate attention. This is not something I'm to put off. My immediate attention. Notice in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. He's talking about listening in the first part of the verse, and that's all we're going to concern ourselves with now. We're going to look at the second part of the verse a little later. But he's talking about listening or giving heed. The very first word is the word therefore, which goes back to Hebrews 1 verses 1 and 2, God has spoken. And it goes back to, after that, he describes, he's spoken by His Son. It describes the character of His Son. Therefore, we ought. That implies immediate duty and obligation. The word ought. We ought to give the more earnest. Since God has spoken, and since God is who He is, we ought to be more sincere, we ought to be more intense, and we ought to be more serious. We ought to give the more earnest heed or attention to the things which we have heard. Where it is God that speaks, We are to give the more earnest heed to what he says. Again, people today, even God's people, are more prone to give attention to what man says rather than what God says. Then you put some titles after a man's name, he's got their attention. You just say he's an expert in some field that you're having problems in, and you're all ears. But God's already spoken. James 1 verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, quick to hear, so that God has something to say, that God has already said it, makes me responsible, makes me accountable for whatever God has said. And I ought to be greatly concerned about what God says. I ought to be more concerned about what God says than what anybody else says. Because when it comes right down to it, that's the only voice that matters, is what God says. So it is my responsibility, it is your responsibility, to pay attention. God has spoken. It's our responsibility to pay attention. It's our responsibility to listen to what God says. It's our responsibility to take notice of what the Lord has said. It is my responsibility to bear in mind what God has said. Always bear in mind what God has said. Always consider what God has said. Always remember what God has said. To give heed is also to meditate upon what God says. But it also means that I'm to follow what God says. I'm to obey what God says. I'm to adhere to it. I am to abide by it. Whatever it is that he has said. Now notice again in the book of James, chapter 1. If we are going to listen to what God says, we read in verse 21, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. We have to lay aside anything that would get in the way of what God says. This isn't just concerning hearing the preaching of God's word. Certainly it applies. And certainly that's what he's talking about here. But it goes much further than that. It's any time God speaks, we must lay aside anything that would hinder us from hearing. Anything that would hinder us from receiving what God says. And receive, that is, accept, welcome it, believe it, with meekness, which is a readiness to be controlled by the Word of God. We are to receive it, we are to welcome it, with the spirit that I am willing to be controlled by what God says. And then that next word, engrafted, the engrafted word. We are to receive it to such an extent that it becomes it is a living union. There is a living union between us and what God says. That's what it means to receive it. When someone says, I know what the Bible says, I know what God says, but they haven't received it. There's not a living union between them and the Word. There has to be that desire to be controlled by God's Word. And then notice in Isaiah 48. Isaiah chapter 48, verses 17 and verse 18. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord, thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. Everything God says profits us. If we'll listen to it, if we'll receive it, if we'll obey it, it will be to our profit spiritually. Which leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. God doesn't lead you the way you shouldn't go. He leads you the way you should go. All that thou hadst hearkened, all that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river. That is, you would have had a peace that continues to flow through all sorts of terrain if you had listened. If you had only received what I said, we would have had peace as a river and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. That is righteousness that swallows and covers up everything else. It is the receiving. It is the doing of God's word that gives contentment. It is the receiving and doing of God's word that gives us that tranquility of soul, that gives us that assurance of heart, that gives us that courage, that strength, that persuasion, that stability in life. It is simply listening and doing what God says. God speaks. God speaks to you and I. Matthew 7, we'll not turn there to save time, but verses 24 through 26. Jesus said, if the individual who hears my word and does them is like a man who built his house upon a rock. You listen for God's word, you do what God says, that's building your house upon a rock. And when the rains come, and when the winds come, when the floods come, that house stands because you listen to God. But the man who refuses to listen, he may build a beautiful house, but it's unsand. And when the storms come, that house isn't going to be able to stand. When the winds come, that house is not going to stand. The Lord has something to say. He's already said it. The Lord has something to say to me. But now, thus saith the Lord. Again, whatever your now is can involve a lot of different things. The Lord has spoken. And the Lord speaks to you. And it would be advisable for you to listen to what the Lord says. I learned a long time ago. People think it's rude, uncaring. They can think what they want. But I'm not going to waste my time on people who do not want to listen and people who do not want to hear what the Lord has to say. It's a waste of time. Because it doesn't matter what I say. What matters is what the Lord says. That's what matters. We need to be an attentive people. We have the example of Samuel in 1 Samuel 3 and verse 10. Speak, for thy servant heareth. That ought to be our attitude all day long. Lord, speak. I'm listening. I'm listening. And sometimes when God speaks to us, we all know this by experience, it's not necessarily what we want to hear. And sometimes when God speaks, it's piercing. But the same God who can speak piercing words can also speak comforting words. And if you just obey and you give heed to those piercing words, you will find comfort. Listen to what God says. May we go through our life always listening for what God says. Always observing what God says. And live by the rule, if it's contrary to God's word, it's wrong. I don't care who else is doing it. I don't care how many other people are doing it. That does not change what God has said. I don't care what the modern trend is. As far as it does not change what God has said. Nothing changes that. And we need to hold unto that. God has spoken. And everything He says we don't understand, but He's spoken, and whatever He has said is right. Whatever He has said is right, it's correct, and it's the most advantageous thing for me, and it's the most profitable thing for me, it's the most profitable thing for my family, it's the thing that will do me the best. Just listen. Listen to God. And God gets blamed for a lot of things. Well, the Lord led me to do such and such. The Lord led me to go down to the tavern and get drunk. No, He didn't. The Lord doesn't lead you to do anything contrary to His word. And we need to use His word as our standard. Does it line up with what God says? That's all that matters. Does it line up with what God says? Your family's not going to understand that. Your loved ones aren't going to understand that. Your neighbors aren't going to understand that. But your life will be better if you just line everything up with the Word of God. With the Word of God. Not our opinions. Well, I feel. Your feelings are wrong if they're contrary to the Word of God. Just listen. Listen to what God says. And all of our lives would be so much better if we would just learn to listen and to receive what God says. Brother Larry, if you'd come, lead us in verse of song. Let's all stand.